turn with me to Exodus 3, 1 through 9. Amen. Exodus 3, 1 through 9. Amen. Amen. Glory to your name, Father, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I'm going to give you time if you would stand at this time. Amen. As we read the word of the Lord. Amen. Exodus 3, 1 through 9. And I'll do the reading. Amen. It says, now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, and the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mount of God, even Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. Amen. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. And he said, draw nigh hither, put off thine shoes from off thine feet, for this place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Amen. Moreover, he said, I am the Lord of thine father. I am the God of thine father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. Amen. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the afflictions of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cries by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. And I am come down to deliver them out of the hands of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land unto a good land, and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto the place of the Canaanites, and the Hittites, and the Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Levites, and the Jebusites. 9 says this. It says, now therefore, behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come unto me, and I have also seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them. Amen. You may be seated at this time. Amen. The message this morning, saints, is God is trying to get our attention. Amen. God is trying to get our attention. Amen. In verses 3 and 4, it says, and Moses said, I will turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And the Lord saw that he turned aside, and God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here am I. Now, saints, as we read here, Moses did something by turning aside to see this bush, amen. But in this, God also did something that only God can do, amen. God had a bush burning, amen. Now, this is something that man can't explain and man cannot duplicate, amen. When God gets our attention, we have to pay attention, amen. Now, for all of us that know this, when you put fire and wood together, we already know what the result's going to be, amen. When you put fire and wood together, we already know what's going to happen, amen. But this bush didn't burn. This was a spiritual awakening for Moses here, amen. Many times God is trying to get our attention because he has something to say to us. He has something for us to do, amen. And it's not enough that he got our attention, amen, because once God gets our attention, there's more that comes after that, amen. When you read the story of Moses, he was called to deliver God's people, and some of the things that caused the Egyptians to get their attention, God allowed to happen. God caused to happen, amen. He turned water into blood. He had frogs, lice, flies, living stock, pestilence. boils, hail, locusts, darkness, and the killing of the firstborn. Now, let me say this. Is it possible that the Lord is trying to get our attention in all the hardship that we face today? Is God trying to get our attention in the things that we see and hear and that we're involved in today? Amen. Now, remember this. God is in control of all our circumstances. That's the believers. Amen. God is in control of that. Amen. Our spiritual through our faith journey. This is why it's imperative that we take our spiritual walk seriously. These are the times that we need to be taking our spiritual walk seriously. This is not a time to play, amen. This is definitely not a time to play, amen. God can use all sorts of ways to get our attention, amen. He needs to because we're so easily distracted. It does not take much to distract us in any way, amen. We're so quick to take our eyes off of him and of ourselves, amen. Amen. I'm telling you, saints, it's just something about, I just don't know if the enemy wants you to hear what God has to say. I know that is the case. That every time, Pastor, I try to deliver God's word, something happens. Amen. But you know what? Glory be to God, because the thing is this. It doesn't matter what the enemy tries to do or tries to stop. God's word will continue to go forth. Amen. But let me get back to this. Father God wants us to put everything in his hands to walk humbly before him and recognize our helplessness and our needs. Amen. God wants us to solely depend on him. Amen. God can use things to teach us to trust him, to put him first, and to make us patient and to fix our hope of eternity. Amen. God can do all these things. There's many ways that God gets our attentions, amen, many ways that he gets our attentions, through disruptions, and one of the quickest ways God's get our attention is by stopping what we're doing and disrupt our plans, amen. Turn with me to Genesis 22, 9 through 12, amen, because I want you to see how it is that God makes things happen, amen, what it is that he does to stop us to get our attention, amen. Genesis 22, 9 through 12. And it reads, as they came to the place which God had told him, this is talking about Abraham, told of him, Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and brought Isaac his son and laid him on the altar unto the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. Now he's in the coming down motion to slay his son. And this is what I'm saying. God's interruptions or disruptions to get our attention. As this is happening, he said, lay not. The angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. Amen. And he said, lay not thine hand upon thy lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest the Lord. Thou hast not withheld thine son, thine only son, from me. Amen. Sometimes when we're in the motion of doing something, Father God will disrupt those things. Father God will stop those things. Why? Because he wants our attention. Amen. He wants our attention. Now, here's another one. Restlessness. Amen. Restlessness. When God wants to do something, he might make us restless until we do what he's called us to do. Now, I can attest to this because I know many of us have tried to go to sleep at night, don't know why we can't sleep at night, or don't know why we keep waking up at the same hour of the night, amen? It's because God is trying to get your attention, amen? You know, when we say no distractions or interruptions, it's because that at late in the midnight hour, at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, there's nobody up, there's nobody awake, there's nothing you should be doing, amen? But it is a time that Father God has with you to get your attention because there's nothing around. Amen. And Father God wants to speak to you. So if you get up in the late night hours and you can't sleep, then you need to ask question. Lord, here am I. What would you have me to do? But many are scared of that question. What would you have me to do? Amen. Disappointments are another way that God gets our attention. Amen. Because you didn't get the promotion. You didn't get the house. You didn't get that job. You didn't get that car. But you're down on yourself. Amen. But you got to remember this. God is trying to get your attention for something better. Amen. See, we pick out things that we want, but God has things that we need. Amen. So we really have to understand that when God is trying to speak to us or when we're going through something, what is the first thing you should do? Lord, help me. Call on him. Amen. Call on him. Extreme circumstances that we're going through right now. Look at everything that we're going through right now. We're still wearing masks. You still having people with masks on, people that don't want to get this shot, people that do want to get this shot. You know, my wife was just saying there is division right now in this country. Amen. Because it's the vaccinated and the unvaccinated, the ones that wear the mask and the ones that don't want to wear the mask. What do you think is causing this separation? The enemy is causing separation. Amen. But God is trying to get our attention through all that we're going through. He's still trying to get our attention. Amen. If you feel like something is off, God might be trying to get your attention. There's a feeling of overall uneasiness. In our lives, sometimes distractions come to deafen our ears to the voice of the Holy Spirit. In this case, the absence of peace is a loud and clear sign that God is trying to get our attention. But when he gets our attention, we have to pay attention. Amen? We have to pay attention to what God's saying. Just because I call you and I get your attention doesn't mean that that's it. I have something more to say to you. Amen? You answered me when I called you. I got your attention, but pay attention to what it is. This is what Father God is trying to do to us now. Why? Because he has the ultimate plan for you and I. His way is always better. Even when we can't see the road ahead, his plans include some discomfort. I know we don't want to hear that, but it ain't peaches and cream, amen. I can say this, me and Nadia went on a bike ride, and I'm behind her. I mean, I'm in front of her, and she's behind me. And as we're riding past her, she just kept asking questions. Where are we going? Which way are we turning? Which is this and that? I'm your father. Just trust and follow. This is what God is trying to tell each and every one of us. But every time God tries to take us somewhere, we want to question him and find out where are we going ahead of time. Follow instructions, pay attention, and do what needs to be done. And Father God will never lead you astray. And he's never going to do what's wrong for you. Amen. He gets our attention in order to give us the hope and a future that he promised. Amen. God's children need to pay attention to the things that happen to us and around us and discern that God is trying to capture our attention. Amen. Now, let me say this to you, saints. Am I going too fast? Am I moving too much? Listen. My attention was got on Thursday. So I'm trying to pay attention to instructions on today. Am I moving anywhere? Am I speaking too fast? Am I moving too fast for you? Amen. Now, I'm not trying to be funny, but I'm saying this. God got my attention on Thursday. So I'm going to make sure I pay attention to what he said on Sunday morning. Amen. Speak slowly. Give the scripture slowly. Don't move. Stay in your place. I'm trying to hear what Father God is saying to me, and I'm trying to pay attention and do what he's called me to do. Amen. Another way that God brings attention through his people. The Lord will use family, close friends, and even strangers to speak a word into our lives. Speak a word into our life that will pierce an area God is trying to deal with. Some of us are so hard that we don't want nothing to come in. Amen. But God can send that one person to speak a word that will pierce where he's trying to get in at and just open things up. Amen. Sometimes a random person you meet will mention something that you desperately needed to hear or know. And immediately, you know, God is speaking to you that you will not have to, that you have not heard had you had come across this path. You know, sometimes we go places and we do things and we wonder why. Why am I here? Why am I speaking to this person? Why is this person talking to me? And then after you hear, you know why. Because God is using a person you never thought he was going to use. A random person, a family member, a child that you never thought you were going to hear. But God is using that person to get your attention. Amen. God can use people to give you solid advice. I have my two solid witnesses over here that when I need to call on them, they're available. Let me say this. 3-4 o'clock in the morning, if I need to call Pastor, ain't no problem. Right, Pastor? 3-4 o'clock in the morning. I told somebody that one day, I said, I'm going to call you at 3 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to see if you're going to answer the phone because they told me they would. They didn't. Amen. If you are feeling divinely guided by someone, God might be trying to get your attention. Amen. I'm not trying to put my pastor and Sister Rosin on a pedestal, but they to us, my family, and I know to many of you have been an excellent, excellent example. Amen. As far as leadership and as far as guidance, amen. And as far as when we need advice or we need to talk about something, I have too that we can go to, amen. So I'm not trying to pump them up and build them up because I know that through them, God is speaking through them, amen. So it is not them, it is God that's speaking through them, amen. But again, pastor can say things to me that gets my attention, and I understand what it is that he's saying. Why? Because I pay attention to what my pastor is saying, amen. God has a plan for our life, amen. And if you aren't sure, simply ask him. He will continue to provide us with what is needed. God not only opens our ears, but he also seals instructions so that we are given sound advice and the best instructions. Amen. Turn with me to Job 33:14-16, because I want you to get this. God not only opens our ears, but also seals instructions so that we are given instructions on the best way to move forward from circumstance to circumstance, amen? The Bible tells us in Job 33:14-16, amen? I still hear pages. Now, I'm going to tell you this. On the phone, I can't hear none of that. I just go on. Amen? But Job 33:14-16, it says this. It says, "For God speaketh once, yea, twice, yet man perceiveth not. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falleth upon man and slumbering upon the bed, then he opens the ears of man and seals their instructions." Amen. Do you know that Father God not only is speaking to you in the daytime, but he's also speaking to you at night when you sleep? A blessing for me is late in the midnight hour, I always walk through the house, Pastor, to check the locks, to make sure everything's on, to make sure everybody's secure in the house. I get up and I hear my daughter's phone. Nadia. What do I hear on her phone? The Bible app. Amen. Every other night, Nadia will put the Bible app on and let it put her to sleep. She listens to it. So when we read God's scriptures at night, he's opening up our ears and sealing the instructions that he would have for us for this life that we live. Amen. God is constantly speaking to his people. Amen. There is never a time that God is tired and said, I can't speak to you today. Call me back later. It's never a time like that. Amen. God is always speaking to his people. But let me say this, saints. It is imperative that we trust God when we're not sure what directions to take. Have you been somewhere in an unfamiliar area and you looking around and you trying to figure out where am I at? What am I going? What is the first thing you do? Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Because the thing is this, when you somewhere and you don't have a signal on your GPS and you don't have a signal on your phone, who you going to call on? And believe me, we went through that. Amen. Where we're in cornfields and ain't nothing around. No signal on the phone and no signal on the GPS. And the first thing you do is, Lord, help me. And the Lord came through and helped us. Amen. Now, I want to share this because this was a blessing to me. And I had an opportunity after service last week. Me and Sister Trudy sat there and talked for a minute. And we were talking about driving. And I know Sister Trudy enjoys driving. She's telling me about the trip that her and Lynn went on and how she likes to drive and this and that. And we got to a point where she told me what her motto was. And I said, that's my motto. You know, we're talking about people getting in cars and going somewhere and getting lost. And she said, as long as I got gas, I'm not lost. I told her, that's my motto. As long as I got gas in the car, I am not lost. Amen. But Father God said this morning. He said, as long as I got God, I'm not lost. Amen. As long as I have God on the inside guide me and lead me to where I need to go, I'm never lost. Amen. But I continue to listen to what Father God is saying to me. So that was a blessing on last week to hear that what we spoke on last week, Father God confirmed that this morning. Amen. Now, I thought I was the only one that thought that way, but God shared that with me last night, and it was a blessing unto me, amen. Now, if we ask God to speak to us and give him our undivided attention, he will speak, amen. If you give God your undivided attention, he will speak. Well, is he going to be in an audible voice? I don't know, but I know he's going to speak. It may be through a person. It may be through what you're reading. It may be what music you're listening to, but Father God is going to speak. If you feel he is trying to take you to another level, don't push back. That's the problem with some of us, and I was that way too, where I felt that Father God was trying to lead me to do something else, and I felt in myself I wasn't ready for it. Amen. But when Father God is pushing you towards something, he's not going to leave you there. Amen. He's going to equip you to do what he's called you to do. Amen. Instead, let yourself open up these new experiences. His plans for you and I are perfect. God's plans for you and I are perfect. Amen. And I know my son is not here, but I'm going to tell y'all this. I tend to get a lot of God's words through my children. And I tend to get a lot of God's word when I'm out in nature. Father God tends to speak to me. But my son was telling me last night, he came home after work and he told me, he said, Dad, I got a promotion at work. I was like, cool. But he was kind of hesitant and he didn't know how to handle it. So he said, yeah, they gave me the keys and everything to the store so I can do this and do that. He said, I'm in a new department and everything. So he said, I'm kind of like the top guy right now. So he told me this and I was like, okay, I see God has opened some things up for you. But he said, I didn't know if I wanted to do it. And see, this is the thing. He told me later, he said, but now that I'm doing it, he said, I enjoy it. But this is the thing, is when God is calling us to do something, it's for our best, amen? It's for our best. If God is trying to elevate you to another level, be ready to move, because the thing is this, the one that created you see that it's time for you to move. It's time for you to be elevated, amen? So That's what I mean by trusting him. If God trusts that you're ready, then you're ready. There is no question about it. Amen. It's time for you to move. But we need to stop when God is trying to move us. Don't pull back. Amen. Don't pull back. That's what horses do. When they try to get them to go forward, they start pulling back and they got to yank. Don't do that. God is trying to do something in each and every one of our lives, and he's trying to elevate each and every one of us. Amen. God has greatness for all of us in here. You know that, right? There's greatness in each and every one of us. Amen. God always calls, requires a response, almost always requires a change in our life. This is why we try to ignore him, because the change is the last thing. Some want to do one thing for sure. The reward of obedience is far better than stand where you're at. Amen. It is better to be obedient and hear what Father God is telling you to do than be disobedient and stand in a place that he does not want you to do. Or want you to be, amen. You can only do so much in certain places. And then it's time to move, amen. It is important to remember that listening to God begins with a genuine desire to hear from him. God has spoken to us through those who were inspired to write the words of Scripture, amen. When you read the Bible, when you read God's word, you think those guys say, hey, I want to be the one to write the Bible. They didn't say that. Do you think I say, hey, I want to be up here? I didn't say that. This was not my goal. Amen. See, your goals of life are not the same as God's goals of life. Amen. For some it is, for others it isn't. I knew people that were in prison. We've seen people that were in prison that are now ministering God's word, but they never thought that they would be where they are. Amen. But our plans are not his plans. But let me say this. His plans are a lot better than ours, amen? A lot better than ours. And his plans will take us a lot further than our plans will, amen? God will often tell you what he wants you to do, but then leave the choice up to you. So how many are going to take that choice? Lord, here I am. Send me. But when he says, okay, you make the choice. Do you want to go or you don't? I'll just go ahead and wait for right now, and you can send somebody else, and then I'll go later on. But God called you to do that, amen? When we choose not to do something that God wants us to do, oftentimes the result is a lack of progression in our lives, amen? God won't make us do certain things, but if we refuse to follow where he leads, he will let us remain stuck where we are, amen? God is not, if you happy where you are and you want to be stuck where you are, he's going to leave you where you are. Amen. Now, this principle can be seen in the life of Jonah. Amen. When God called Jonah to preach to Nineveh, but Jonah refused, God got his attention, and he got his attention in a way that only God can get his attention. Amen. You don't want to do what I want you to do? This is what I'll do to you. Amen. God caused him to literally get stuck in life. There was no way Jonah was going to move until he did what God told him to do. Amen. And for us, there is no way you're going to move until you do what God is calling you to do. Amen. Many times we wonder why we're stuck and where we are and why things are not happening. It's because God is trying to get you to do something. Amen. He's trying to get you to move to a place where he can really use you. Amen. God did hold him in the belly of a great fish until he repented of his refusal to follow God. Amen. And likewise, if we are stuck in an unwanted season of life because we refuse to do something God wants us to do, we will remain stuck until we get out of our own way and obey God's call for our life. Amen. Our biggest critic, our biggest hindrance, our biggest roadblock is us. Amen. Because not only is the spirit telling you that this is a time for you to move, your fleshly man is saying, not yet. I got some other things I want to do. But you know what? You're not promised tomorrow. Amen. So when Father God is telling you it's time for you to move, it's time for you to move. It's time for you to move. Lastly, I want to say this because I'm going to close with this scripture. Amen. I'm going to close with Philippians 4, 8 and 9. Amen. Philippians 4, 8 and 9. We serve a mighty and amazing God. And yet he's trying to do so much for us, but yet we don't want to accept what it is that he wants to do for us. Amen. Philippians 4, 8 and 9, it says this. It says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good, report. If there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. Amen. Those things which ye have both learned and received and have heard and seen in me, do. And the God of peace shall be with you. Amen. We must only dwell on the holy thoughts, and we must then put into practice God's teachings. Amen. Saints, pay attention to the times. Amen. Because we cannot say that I didn't know, Lord. There was no warning. There are many warnings. There's many signs around us right now. Amen. So when you feel that you being, I'm not going to say led, because some of the things we do of our own choice. To go ahead and go this way when God is saying go that way. When Pastor told me not to go down that street, I didn't go down that street, but something was happening down that street. Listen to wise counsel, amen. God will send people in your life to speak a word to you to help you get through whatever it is that you're going through and whatever it is that you're dealing with, amen. Pay attention. The signs are out there, and it's all around us, amen. This is not the time nor the place for us to be stuck when Father God is trying to move us. If you see something happening, if you see gunfire on the other street and God is trying to tell you to move, are you going to stay there? No. There are things going on in this country right now, and God is trying to tell us to move. Amen. So we need to pay attention. Amen. My time is done. Amen. My time is done, but I want to say this last thing because I heard someone say this and it was just a blessing to me. It says, when you feel you are down to nothing, God is up to something. Amen. When you feel that you are down to nothing, God is up to something. So don't ever think that your situation is so bad that God can't do anything. Amen. Don't ever think that where you are is it. Don't ever think that who you are is all you're going to be and the place that you are is it. It's not that way. As long as you got God in your life, you can be everything that he's called you to be. Amen. But you have to pay attention to what's being said. Amen. Amen. Amen.